This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll here in the United States will fall sharply by the end of July, according to new research released by the government. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the results remind us that we have the path out of this. And models once projecting really grim news now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. However, experts warn that a substantial increase in hospitalizations and deaths is possible if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions, such as wearing a mask and keeping their distance from others. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine for meetings today with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. After arriving in Kiev, Blinken tweeted, "This will be an important opportunity to discuss continued Russian aggression and to underscore the need for maintaining both the pace of and focus on reforms with the U.S.-Ukrainian partners." Blinken is expected to state that the United States will recognize Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. We'll also underscore the importance of U.S. economic support for Ukraine. Since 2015, make that 2014, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $4.6 billion in total assistance. The U.S. is making good on its pledge to support Afghanistan's security forces with military force, even as U.S. and coalition troops continue to leave the country. More news on VOA News coming up in just a moment. This is VOA News. The group of seven wealthy democracies on Wednesday wrapped up their first in-person meeting in more than 2 years, accusing China of human rights abuses and a crackdown on pro-democracy figures. Foreign ministers from the host country, Britain plus the U.S., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan also called on Iran to release foreign and dual nationals they said were being held arbitrarily in Iranian jails. They threatened the Myanmar junta, which staged a coup in February with fresh sanctions and a wide-ranging final communique covering the world's most pressing geopolitical issues, including climate change and post-pandemic recovery. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight of the next-generation launch vehicle in South Texas Wednesday after four previous landing attempts ended in explosions. The feat marked a key milestone for the private rocket company of billionaire tech mogul Elon Musk in its development of a reusable heavy-lift launch vehicle to eventually carry astronauts and large cargo payloads to the Moon and Mars. A first orbital Starship flight is planned for later this year. Government officials in Nigeria say nearly 30 abducted Nigerian college students have been freed 2 months after heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them in the northern section of the country. President Muhammadu Buhari welcomed these students' release and called for kidnappers to free other abducted victims. Israel's president on Wednesday tapped opposition leader Yair Lapid to form a new government, a step that could lead to the end of the lengthy rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu has been fighting to stay at the top while also on trial for corruption charges, which he denies. He had 28 days to put together a coalition, but it ran out overnight into Wednesday after he failed to agree with terms with the potential right-wing partners. A Facebook oversight board voting to uphold former President Donald Trump's ban from the social media platform. While the ban is withheld, the board also criticized what it saw an undetermined suspension without clear standards and say the company needs to review decision within 6 months. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.